Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and you are listening to the Down and Dirty Podcast, aka the Double D's of Dating. This is a podcast for navigating the ins and outs of modern midlife dating. Here, we will discuss the challenges that men and women face in today's dating world. Like many industries, this one is forever changing, and I believe this platform will help those who need or want it. Today, it is the best time to take control of your desired outcome. Whether it is a marriage, significant other, life partner, or just to gain the confidence in dating once again. Every other week, we will dive in and talk about different viewpoints that seem to be challenges in today's dating arena. So let's get into today's episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Down and Dirty Podcast, episode 5. So I wanted to jump on here, and I was really excited to jump on and talk about strip clubs because this subject for me has many levels of knowledge, I should say. But I have been really struggling to come on here because the more and more I think about what I want to talk about, the more vulnerable I become. And that's really hard for me. It's really hard for me to open up after so many years of really being in what I would call survival mode. But on that note, what got me really excited and what really wanted me to, or what I really wanted to talk about, was I was just in Miami this last week, and I was with some friends, and we had always wanted to go to this club called 11 Miami. And this club in particular is apparently very different than any other strip club. It has concerts and shows. And so it's kind of, there's kind of this duality there that bring people to come hang out and spend money, I guess. but Nelly was performing, and I am an all-time Nelly favorite. He was amazing in the early 2000s. Everything he did, it was like a number one hit. And I loved his music. But when I went to this club, it was way too early. I did not know he was going to go on and perform at 3:30 a.m. So that's interesting, because I just can't hang like I used to when I was in my 20s. So anyhow, I went to this club, and because there was only like a few people there, it was empty. There was no strippers. There was no performers. There was no nothing. So I grabbed a drink, sat down with some friends. And then finally I ended up meeting a very sexy lady, and she, you know, I knew there that she was there to work. And so I wanted to have fun, and we ended up going to the VIP room and having drinks and talking. Anyhow, you know, I like talking to the ladies that work there because I used to work at a strip club. And I believe every woman that works there has a different story. But in particular, this woman, she had a very interesting story that maybe, and unfortunately, that many Cubans, Cuban Americans, or just Cubans in general have, where she escaped Cuba. She ended up having to pay $20,000 and just so that she could have a life outside of Cuba. But she escaped on this, what she called a boat. It was really like a raft, and was very lucky to arrive in Miami with nothing wrong with her. And she was healthy. But I just, like, her story was just like, I just sat back and I was like, wow. I mean, we're so blessed as Americans to never have to go through something like that. And the struggle that she went through just to make it to the state so that she could have and live a better life. Unbelievable. Like, her story just moved me in so many ways. And I think where I want to talk about first is, like I said, every woman who works there has a different story. Some of them are single mothers. Some of them are college women. Some are just, you know, smart hustlers who want to make a lot of money in a short amount of time and do other things with their lives, build businesses, so on and so forth. So I met all different types of ladies. But I wanted to give my opinion on what it looks like for possible date nights too, because I think it can be really fun. But anyways, let me get back to how I came to work in a strip club. So back in 1997, I got married to my high school boyfriend at the time. I was 21 and way too young to be married. I, of course, did not think so at the time, but we think we know everything when we're young. And I really didn't, like, I think the one thing that kind of still to this day, I would have been really grateful if my parents would have said, you know, Celeste, I think you're too young to get married. You still need to go to college. You still need to do experience life. And I told my mom this, and she said, you know, you wouldn't have listened even if I said something. And she's right, 100%. I am very strong-willed. But I think it would have mattered that she said something. So that's a whole nother story. So like I said, I hadn't even started college yet. I was really naive to the world. I had never experienced much of anything. I mean, in high school, I went to some parties like any other teenager, got into a few nightclubs with a fake ID, but really that was the extent of my experience. I was quite sheltered and grew up religious so that I didn't steer too far from, you know, probably normal teenage years. I did, however, know about strip clubs because all of my high school friends that were guys went to strip clubs in Florida where I grew up, because you only had to be 18. So obviously they would go on weekends and have naked ladies dance for them. Why not? You're 18, getting some female attention, especially naked attention. Why not? Okay, so my very first strip club experience. This is such a great story. Because if you know me, I have a sister that's 4 years younger, and her and I have always been quite different. She is brunette, I'm blonde, she's just her value, just everything about her, I would say mostly we're opposites. So not that I was crazy at this age, but she definitely was never crazy. And then I find out she's the one who wanted to invite me to the strip club. Okay, let me tell you a little bit about my sister. She's 4 years younger than me. She was always a bit more serious. She is whip smart. She graduated high school early, went right into college. She really had, it seemed like she had a head on her shoulders. So in 1996, when my family had moved to Vegas, she was only 17. And she started working in Caesar's Palace in the Forum Shops. And if you don't know what that is, it's a high-end shopping mall in Caesar's Palace Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Caesar's Palace used to be the casino that had big boxing matches, fights, concerts, nightclubs in it, which I still think they do, but they definitely, it's not a venue for boxing matches anymore. When she was working there, she had met boxer Oscar De La Hoya. And I remember she was like, he's so short. I think she expected somebody a lot taller. She had met Celine Dion and a few other celebrities working in this high-end boutique. One day she has this guy comes into her store and starts chatting and yada, yada, yada. And I don't think she thought anything of it, but he kept coming in and he kind of seduced her in the fact that, oh, I'll buy you these shoes. Like, come out with me, just go have fun with me. And at the end of the day, I think she finally caved, and he used to just love to have girls around him and go gamble. And he was a big shopper, and she just like laughed at it. You know, she was like, this is amazing. She had never experienced anything like this before. So she started to go out with him to gamble. And then he took her to a strip club. Mind you, she is 17 and they were platonic, but really, this is like, it's so crazy. I can't preface enough. I wish you could know my sister more, but this was so not in her personality, if you will. So I moved to Las Vegas in 1998. I was newly married. Once again, naive to the world and definitely anything that went on in Las Vegas. one night my sister asked me, let's go to a strip club and with my friend. And I was like, what? Wait, what'd you say? So my husband and I, we agreed and we all went to this strip club called Olympic Gardens. This was a club that also had a male review show on the very top floor, like Thursday through Sunday or something. And downstairs, the ladies worked. So it was quite interesting setup, especially if you were going to see the male review show and you were a bunch of women, you know, this bachelorette party would have to go through the women's section and then they would go upstairs. So if you are a female and you've never been exposed to all these naked women, it's a little like you're, it's almost a little uncomfortable at first because you're not sure, can I look? Can I not look? You know, it's just it's so interesting the way that that was set up. But anyhow, I mean, I walked in and I remember I felt so weird, so uncomfortable. And I did not know what to say or to do. So thank God my friend, my sister's friend had a table that they were sitting at and had a bunch of liquor and the ladies were sitting down and it was just like this big party. So we ended up having so much fun that evening. But I tell the people this story who know me, they're like, what? Your sister took you? So it was just, it was so much fun. But little did I know that I was really not happy in my marriage. Things started to unravel. It wasn't just the beginning of that, but we would go back to the strip club like maybe twice a month because it was just so much fun. I mean, I was 21, my husband was 23, and we would go get some drinks and we would have some female ladies dance for us and just talk. Like it was just a lot of fun. But this was the first time in my life that I experienced any attraction to another woman. And for years, I thought that it was just a phase, that I was in my early 20s. This is what you do. You experience your sexuality. And I think that it's great to experience sexuality at really any age, because I think it's finding out who we like, who we're attracted to. And I discovered that I am truly bisexual. And I never was uncomfortable with that. I never felt that I was different. Well, I guess that's not true. I knew I was different in the sense that I wasn't traditional. But I didn't really talk about it that much. I just kind of lived my life and did my thing. And I think this is another interesting aspect of having a show like this. I am able to talk about these things. And obviously you can go to a strip club and not be bisexual. It's just, it can be a really fun experience. You can actually, you know, go on a date with your, you know, partner or lover and just have a good time. So my marriage unraveled and I wanted a divorce because I had started college and I remember going to one of my classes and I would wear my wedding ring, obviously. And I remember that I wanted to leave it at home. I wanted to take it off. So I guess this was a clear sign that, that I wasn't interested in being a wife. So during this time, I think I talked about it on one of my last episodes or the one before, I was enrolled in college. And I knew at this point in my life that there was going to be nothing that was going to take me away from my education. And because I had gone to this club and I kind of befriended a girl. So I had called her and said, you know, I'm getting divorced. I need to make a lot of money in the next week or I don't have a place to live. And so she gave me the name to the manager. Long story short, I ended up working at Olympic Gardens in 1999. And, you know, this was solely to pay my bills. This was solely to survive. This was solely that I could continue to go to college. So I had big goals and nothing was going to stop me. And working at a strip club is honestly, it's just a job. I mean, there's so much stigma around it that, you know, you're this, you're that, you're, you know, it's just a job. So, you know, there is this ugly side of dancing and there is a slippery slope with drugs, alcohol, solicitation. You know, I know this because I lived it and I experimented with many things that I normally would never have done before. So when I started working there, like I said, I was very naive. I had smoked pot a little bit as a teenager, but all other like big drugs never interested in me. I didn't want to get involved in that. I knew that I had big goals. I knew that I wanted to do something with my life. But I was slipped an ecstasy in my drink, and that began a whole another level of experimentation in my life that happened in my 20s. I don't regret anything. I got to experiment who I am, and I went through many ups and downs. I had a lot of fun. And I also knew that at the time it was time to stop. And because of that, I think there's a lot of people that assume, well, you're just a drug addict, whatever. You just work in a strip club. You have no values. You're not a person. That's bullshit. So I just want to let everybody know that these women all have stories. There's all reason why they're there. That's a job. They need to make money. But on that note, on the other side, you can go and have a really good time. I think it's very fun to go get teased, strip teased, and, you know, spice up your sex life if that's what you want, or just get the attention that maybe you're lacking from your partner. I mean, it's really an innocent way to, it's, you know, have fun. I mean, it's kind of like your own little live porno show, if you will. It's not so detailed like that, but it can really add something. I just want to thank everybody for listening and for letting me be vulnerable and open up about my sexuality, about my past work, job, if you will, you know, but I just want to really emphasize how strip clubs, women working in there, does not define who they are. So please don't judge. You don't know until you're in other people's shoes. They could be a refugee from Cuba. They could be, you know, someone was abusive to them and they need to provide for their children. Or it doesn't even have to be that sad of a story. It could just be a smart woman knowing that she can make fast cash and hopefully do something great with it. Build a business like me, you know, any of those dreams. But I just want to tell you that you are not alone out there, anyone who's listening, and that we should all support each other. And thank you for listening. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Come and hang out with me on Instagram at CelesteMooreImage. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode, because I always love hearing from you all. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes of the episode on my website, CelesteMoore.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. See you next time, friends.